Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
A whole new week. Isn't that wonderful? God cleared off his whole chart, his chalkboard, and now he's got a whole new week for you. He's forgotten everything you've done. He's forgiven everything you've done. Isn't that wonderful? You're a child of his. No more guilt, no more condemnation. Oh, praise God. Oh, welcome to Call to Freedom. I want you to know that freedom, friend. When you open your heart to God, he reminds you of his love in the little joys and blessings he brings into your day. It's like this morning I woke up at, and I was up at 5:30, and I decided, wow, I need to turn on the program, because it was last Friday, August the 14th, and I hadn't listened to it. In fact, I hadn't even posted it. I'm so sorry. And so I turned it on, and it was one of the finest anointed. I know. I'm talking about, I'm a little prejudiced, but it was so anointed. And if you can go to August the 14th under resources at freedomstreet.org, click that on. Oh, it's so good. I just had a blessing for that half hour, knowing that God will not, his word will not return void, and God will always bring about such blessings, even years later. And so I'm thankful. I'm so thankful that you have the opportunity to listen to those anointed shows. Also, I was just messing around, snooping around on my phone. I decided to type in Darren Carmack and see if there's anything about him. Well, when I hit Darren Carmack, it showed an old tape, an actual picture of an old tape, and I hit that, and it was God Answers Prayers. And it was from 1982 when he had Darren's Coffee Shop. So I had such a great time. It was wonderful. I am so appreciative to God that I have men that I was married to, that I can actually hear them again. Some of you precious listeners, you have a husband or wife that is gone, and you don't hear their voice anymore. And it's got to be heartbreaking. But remember that the time of God, Jesus coming, is right around the corner, and you'll be able to see them and talk to them again. So remember that. It's just such a blessing to be able to listen to Darren and listen to John. And I'm sorry I can't listen to my dad. He didn't record anything, but oh, his voice is always in the background of my mind. And I'm going to be talking about that a little bit tomorrow. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. Oh, praise God. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do most of the time. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. The Word of God became flesh, folks. And he's in your heart and he's in my heart as we've accepted him as Savior and Lord. Praise the Lord. And you are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And as I was driving Saturday, just last Saturday, I was there at 11:30 going to the post office. And here it was. Call to Freedom was on. Let's see, was it 12:20? It might have been 12:20. It was on 12:20 or KLTT at 11:30 in the morning on Saturday. So you might want to just go there and mess around and see if it's on the radio there for you. I'm always trying to figure out places where you can listen. Oh, praise God. In you, in him, you live and move and have your being. And I'm so grateful for that. And you can hear Call to Freedom at 9 o'clock at night, 2:30 in the morning, 5:30 in the morning on 670 KLTT. And also at 1220 KLDC, you can hear us at 11 o'clock in the morning. Also, you can go to freedomstreet.org, like I reminded you just a few minutes ago. You can also go to Spotify, typing in Freedom ST Radio. Freedom ST Radio, and that will get you to our program. You can also hear Call to Freedom at 670KLTT.com/Call to Freedom. So there's quite a few ways you can get to Call to Freedom, and I hope you're listening to shows or even going to Darren's sessions and listening to some of our CDs. We did a lot of CD series when he was here on this earth. So remember that. Also, you can give online. There was a little glitch in the giving and the donations, but Chris has it all fixed and ready to go, and I've had some of you come through. So you can donate online. Also, if you'd like to talk to me, email me at Barbara@freedomstreet.org. Barbara@freedomstreet.org. Or if you want to talk to Kimberly, Kimberly@freedomstreet.org. So it's really a fun time just to go snooping. Don't feel like, you know, you're going to break something or you're going to make a mistake, because it'll always come back. It'll always come back. Yes, it will. It's like Kimberly says, Mom, you can always recover it. You can always recover it. Remember that, Mom. Praise the Lord. Our memory verse for this week is just so good. I love this verse of scripture in Psalm 46, verse 1. Praise the Lord. And in the Amplified, it says, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. That word help means he's an assistant to you and me in getting us to a victory. That help, don't stay in the help. Don't stay in the help, Lord. No, you know that he's going to take you on to victory. In verse 2 of the Amplified, Psalm 46, verse 2, therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, climate change, and though the mountains be shaken and slip into the heart of the seas, earthquakes, though the waters roar and foam, floods, though the mountains tremble at its roaring, we will be safe, friend. We will be safe. All of nature is listening to God. They are. They're obeying his voice. His voice is, oh, the other day we had such a tremendous rainstorm, and the lightning was great, but the thunder just boom, it shook the house. And I love that now. On the farm, I didn't like that so much. I was always praying against hail, even as a little girl. But here in a city, I'm just enjoying it so much. So I want you to read through Psalm 46, verse 1 and 2, and even go on to the rest of the chapter. It's so beautiful. Yeah, the whole world has experienced extreme weather patterns this summer, from drought to flooding to tornadoes to hurricanes. There's a hurricane that went through the island of Hawaii. Oh, I'm so grateful Darren took me to Hawaii on our 7th anniversary. Oh, it's just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. We stayed at Hilo and went all around the island to volcanoes erupting, although Kilauea was not erupting at the time we were there, but beautiful. To total eclipses, people going over to Europe and Iceland to see the total eclipse. And then that exhausting heat. Oh, I'm so grateful. There's been a break. This summer has seen records shattered, records that had been recorded since the early 20th century. And folks, I know some of you have been in the middle of it. In July, the temperature in Colorado did not go below 90 degrees except for 2 days. And it was above 100 degrees several days. In my area, there was no rain. I know around Denver there was rain, but not where I was in East Denver, and plants died because of the water restrictions. It was exhausting for the soul just to see our plants die and not be able to do anything. But see, that's a sign of these last days. I really, truly believe it. And it's been like that all over the United States, such unsettling, extreme weather, flooding and tornadoes. God desires, I asked that question, what's going on? What's causing this? And it's not global warming, although climate change is occurring. And I'm going to read a little bit about the climate occurring and changing as Jesus is getting closer to coming back. I believe the Lord is trying to get the world's attention. He desires that the whole world will be saved, and he's putting forth his power and majesty and mercy over all of nature, and nature is responding. And that's why I said just a few minutes ago, it obeys the voice of the Lord. All of nature does. And we know that even Isaiah tells us that by the word of the Lord, the heavens are opened up, and by the word of the Lord, the trees clap their hands, and it's time really to trust him. Truly trust him. Just if you have to, step away. Step away from that work ethic that you grew up with. Yep, I did too. I have to work my way to heaven. No, we don't. That grace covers us, and we no longer have to work at it. In fact, in Psalm 46, down the chapter in 46:10, it says, cease from striving. Cease from putting your hands to work. God is at work with you now. He is at work to do all kinds of wonderful things for you. And we can see by reading the Bible, when Israel disobeyed the Lord to get their attention, he brought famine and enemies who overtook his people and finally led them to captivity in Babylon. The Jewish people were stubborn and idolatrous people. Does God deal out punishment and unusual acts on the earth because he's angry? I think at times angry at the enemy for what the enemy is trying to accomplish here on earth. And I believe because of Jesus Christ and this now age of grace instead of the age of the law of the Old Testament, we now live in an age of grace, that he is a loving and a God of tender mercies, a God of loving kindness and of grace. In Hebrews 12:7, in the Message, it gives a little bit about the correction that God must give us every once in a while. I know. Oh, I've been spanked a little bit. And so we want to read this portion of scripture to think about what God's correction and discipline is for the believer. Because we see things happening, and some of you have had accidents, some of you have lost your home, some of you have gone through some real dire circumstances, and I want you to know that God loves you, and he's permitted some of this as a disciplinary measure and correction for you to grow into his holiness. Now, here in Hebrews 12, it starts in verse 7, fully embrace God's correction as part of your training. As part of your training, when we were little and we did something wrong, we were spanked. I don't think they do that anymore, but when I was little, we got spanked if we didn't do what we were supposed to. For he is doing what any loving father does for his children. For who has ever heard of a child who never had to be corrected? We all should welcome God's discipline as the validation of authentic sonship and daughtership. That's correct. Verse 8 of Hebrews 12 says, we all should welcome God's discipline as a validation, knowing that we are sons and daughters of God. Praise the Lord. For if we had never once endured his correction, it only proves we are strangers and not sons. Well, the Message is very kind to verse 8 and the word strangers, because we're more than strangers. And the King James Version renders that word bastards. And so it's more than just strangers. God sees people who are disobedient and stubborn as bastards. And in the New American Standard, the word is illegitimate children. So if we have never once endured his correction, it only proves we are either bastards or illegitimate children. Whew. And not sons and daughters. And isn't it true that we respect our earthly fathers even though they corrected and disciplined us? Then we should demonstrate an even greater respect for God, our spiritual father, as we submit to his life-giving discipline. Our parents corrected us for the short time of our childhood as it seemed good to them. But then there comes this time in your age, in your growing up, that they no longer spank you. They try to get you to change your ways by talking to you or sending you to a therapist. But there's a time when we no longer get that punishment or discipline that we had as a little child. But God corrects us throughout our lives for our own good, giving us an invitation to share his holiness. Now, all discipline seems to be painful at the time, yet later it will produce a transformation of character. Praise God. That's what we're looking for. I'm looking for a change in my sinful behavior. And so if I follow after God, accept his discipline, then I will see a transformation of my character, bringing a harvest of righteousness and peace as I yield to him, as I yield to his wonderful word. So we don't look at discipline as anything negative, that we're not loved by God or by what our emotions tell us. Well, I should have done something. I must have done something wrong if I get all of this. And so we have to turn around and realize that God loves us. And sometimes our own thoughts put us down in a hole. And they bring condemnation and guilt and fear. That not any longer to a believer. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He loves us and he wants us to continue to learn his word and walk in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. You know the scripture in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That path that the psalmist is talking about is your life, where you are and where you're going. Oh, I hope you're being led of God. It seems like the people of this world are still not ready to glorify God. After so many of these tragedies we've seen this summer, it's on to the next crisis, and not thanking God for the lives that were saved and delivered and brought forth without any scars or injuries. And we need to come together in our allegiance and honor of God, because he said in Isaiah 45 verse 23, "I have sworn by myself, the word has gone forth from my mouth in righteousness and will not turn back." Ooh, I love that. When you speak the word, it has gone forth from God's mouth in righteousness and will not turn back. That word of God in your mouth will not turn back. It will accomplish what it has been sent out to do. That to me, every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. That's Isaiah 45 verse 23. Oh, I love that verse. Now, if this scripture is to be fulfilled, and it will, every knee will bow and every tongue will swear allegiance. Every knee and every tongue will proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and will praise and worship God. And you might say, oh, Barbara, there's no way every knee will bow to God. Not in this world, not in this day and age. I don't know how he's going to do it, but it will get done. His word is forever established in heaven, and it will be done. God wants his people to be prepared. That's part of the reason he gave us the Bible. Jesus tells us in Matthew 24 and Luke 21, and these are two chapters about these days that we're in right now. "Be watchful, be ready, be on the alert, for you don't know when the Lord is coming. So be on guard and recognize the signs of his coming." Are you ready? Are you watching for the Lord's return? We are living in the most exciting time in the history of the world, folks. Take it in and praise and worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God prepares the hearts and lives of the people he sends out on assignment. We're all sent out on assignment. And all of us who know Jesus as our Savior and Lord are on assignment from heaven to go out and win souls and teach them about God. Read that in Matthew 28. "Go forth and spread the gospel and teach them to be my disciples." God gave us the Bible so we could learn from all those people who walked through the pages of the Word. He gave Abraham and Sarah faith and perseverance in their waiting for the child they knew God would give them. That's faith. They had the faith. Read Romans 4. Oh, and it will build your faith now. He gave Moses a staff to lead God's people out of bondage, a man who had murdered an Egyptian and run away. God called him back, a humble man who obeyed the Lord. It's really interesting, and this is a learning lesson for us today. God called people who he knew would obey him, who were obedient. They didn't know what was ahead, but they obeyed his word and his direction. Oh, that's so important. So important. God gave Joshua great wisdom and understanding under Moses so he could take over the reins when Moses was gone. He gave Elijah discernment and obedience to do his will. And when Elisha took over the ministry, he was ready. Elisha asked for a double portion of the anointing that Elijah had from the Lord. And guess what? The Lord gave Elisha double miracles. Elijah had only performed 8 miracles. Read in 2 Kings, from Elisha and his faith in God came 16 miracles. And then there was David. God gave David the knowledge of slinging stones and shepherding sheep in a pasture. I remember Darren said, oh, I broke so many windows throwing stones, and my dad just really disciplined me. He spanked me so much, and he said, I just loved throwing stones. He must have been a David. And one time we were going past the Arkansas River, and we stopped for a little while. It was so beautiful. Oh, the scenery is so beautiful there. And he said, have you ever seen me skip stones? And I said, no. And he picked out a smooth stone, and he skipped it 11 times. It took him 2 or 3 times to get started. He had never done that in my presence. And so he started skipping. Oh, it was beautiful. About 10 or 11 times. Long, you know, David had long days to learn new things from the Lord. That's why he would be called the Shepherd of Israel in Ezekiel 34, verse 23. Then I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them, and he will feed them himself and be their shepherd. Now, God was not only talking about David, who he exalted highly, but he was talking about Jesus, the Messiah. He wants each one of you listening to know that you are a blessing as a son and daughter of his. You have a divine calling from the one who created you and wants to guide you into all the truth. I'm getting all this, folks, right now from Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that he has given you a divine calling. I want to go on with David. He established him as the forerunner of the great shepherd of the sheep, Jesus Christ. And even Jesus is called the Son of David. Remember, David was a man after God's own heart, and God loves you. You are a man, you are a woman after God's own heart, because he's loving you. Oh, behold what manner of love the Father has lavished upon us, that we are called his children. Oh, it's so beautiful, from 1 John 3:1. Who do you think God wants you to be an example for in your world? I hope your imagination is focused on him, because his ideas are limitless. Just make sure you don't limit him. Some of us, I'm included, I used to put him in a box. Well, you can go so far, Lord, but you can't go beyond this. And how sad, because God, in essence, his hands are bound because of our limiting him and not having the faith to believe. So remember that. Don't limit your faith in God, because all things are possible to those who believe. I'm so excited at what you will accomplish, keeping your eyes on Jesus. There are so many more people in the old covenant who shaped our world that we live in. I've learned so much from following their lives of loyalty and obedience and submission to God. As we go to the new covenant, I can't help but bring up the Apostle Paul for the great assignment to write 2/3 of the New Testament. Remember that. When you're reading through the epistles, through Galatians and Ephesians and Philippians and Colossians and 1st and 2nd Thessalonians and 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus and Philemon. I mean, so many books were written by him. He was educated. He was named Saul. He was educated under Gamaliel, a highly respected Pharisee and teacher of Jewish doctrine. Gamaliel was a first century Jewish rabbi, a member of the Sanhedrin, and one of the most influential Jewish scholars of the time. And he's still remembered by so many, and Josephus wrote about him. He was renowned by his wisdom, moderation, and deep knowledge of the word of the law of Moses. So Paul, who was Saul then, was thoroughly knowledgeable of the Old Testament writings. He was radical when it came to punishing those, quote, Jesus followers, and he went out of his way to find every last insurrectionist. In fact, There, that was where he was going when Holy Spirit struck him down on the road to Damascus and changed his life forever. He was going to put in prison those he thought were rebelling against God. And then he became a prisoner of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, he even says, I'm a bond slave and a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So how his life was changed almost immediately, folks. And I remember when my dad was born again. Before he was born again, when we went out to the dairy barn, we would hear him cussing at the cows. And he was worldly. Of course, he came out of World War II and flying with his buddies and going to dances and drinking. When he went to the altar, I was about 7 or 8 years old. And when he came back and sat down, he was a changed man. Never heard another cuss word from him. And he was the most influential man in my life besides John and besides Darren. Oh, and Holy Spirit filled Paul until he was overflowing, and his writings are influencing us today. Have you ever wondered what your calling is in life? Do you feel inadequate in what you believe God has called you to do? I believe that God has taken you through several life lessons in your employment and what you've gone through in life to propel you into the ministry he wants you to step into. I believe it's been a frustration for some of you listening to this program that you haven't had a ministry or you haven't heard God giving you a special calling in your life. I believe that most Christians go through a time of uncertainty and confusion about their calling. One thing that I know is that you're living your assignment. Whatever it is, you are living your assignment, and God is gently leading you into a greater understanding of his revelation for your life. So when you go to freedomstreet.org, look around and explore the blogs and the teachings, because they're going to teach you more about Holy Spirit. Oh, God, thank you so much for joining me today. I know that you're going to enjoy some of these teachings you'll find on my website. Remember, Kimberly has blogs there. Darren Sessions have teachings that are going to get you deeper into the calling that God has called you to. I believe that God will take you into a deeper, deeper walk with him. Don't get frustrated or confused or feel anxious about that. No, just rest in him, and he's going to bring it to pass, my friend. Remember, he is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in